Hi, this is Shane Gossesbear, number 14 with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Catch the games all season long with Bob Rotruck.
It is once again time for the Phantoms Report on Flyers Radio 24/7. I'm Bob Rotruck. Coming up, we hear from Travis Sanheim, back with the Phantoms, looking to find his game again in what he hopes will result in a quick return to the Philadelphia Flyers. Also, Scott Gordon, his thoughts on the outdoor game. Also, yet another injury to Samuel Morin. That happened on Saturday. And also, about Travis Sanheim's efforts to get back to what he does best and eventually get back to Philadelphia. There's so much going on. The Lehigh Valley Phantoms rocked the outdoor party in Hershey, a big celebration for the Bears, but the Phantoms kind of spoiled the party with a 5-2 win on the road at Hershey Park Stadium in the great outdoors. That was a 3-1 game until a late extra attacker goal cut the margin to 3-2. Then the Phantoms scored a couple of empty netters to finish it, including two goals for Chris Connor, and now the Phantoms are 7-2 against the Hershey Bears this year. That's pretty awesome to say, including three wins against Hershey in just an 8-day stretch in three different venues. Hershey is kind of struggling. Lehigh Valley Phantoms anything but. The Phantoms now 24-13-5 overall, up against the Providence Bruins next on Wednesday night, and Providence is 24-13-4. They're practically identical in the standings, although Providence technically in second place ahead of the Phantoms and ahead on points percentage barely, and the Phantoms with one more point overall, but also in one more game played. After that, it's first place Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins coming to PPL Center on Friday, then the Utica Comets arrive on Saturday. That's the Vancouver Canucks affiliation, who have some good players and are looking good for a playoff berth in the North Division, solidly in fourth place. The Phantoms overall have won three of their last four, but all of those wins have been against Hershey because they've just played them so much lately. So now it's time to start beating some other teams. That Saturday win in the Outdoor Classic at Hershey, though, it came with a cost. Reese Wilcox hit hard in the first period, left the game and didn't return, and he was not skating at practice earlier in the week. And Samuel Morin, the same deal. He goes down with an injury in the third period, also not at practice this week. He's on the shelf with an injury for a fourth time this year. Incredible. After playing really well in his three games back from his last injury. What a tough stretch for Morin this year. He can barely stay in the lineup. He knew he messed up something on that play late in the third period, and then he was banging and breaking his stick in frustration when he was walking off of the ice, and I feel for the big guy. This was supposed to be a terrific year for him when he could really knock on the door for a roster spot with the Philadelphia Flyers, which he did. But now everything has gone the wrong way on Samuel Morin with one injury after another. The first 2 years he was here, he had zero injuries, played every single game except for two that he sat out only because of a suspension. That was it. He was entirely healthy for two straight seasons, but anything but now. So he needs to heal up and get back at it. Still a lot of time left for him to recover and get back into hockey games again. No timetable set for his return, but obviously he needs to begin skating and practice first. The newest Phantom, he's a guy we know very well from last year, of course. Travis Sanheim is back after playing just one game in the last month for Philadelphia while mostly sitting out and watching from the press box. He's been feeling the pressure to perform on the bigger stage, it seems, and he needs to get back to what he does best and just get out there and play a comfortable game. Last year, he played in every game with Lehigh Valley, and he scored 10 goals and 27 assists for 37 points, but he didn't score his first goal until December, and then he was terrific once he got it going, and by January, I think he was full throttle. That seemed to be the case with this year with him as well with Philadelphia in terms of that inconsistent start to the season with the Flyers. At times would look great and showing flashes of his tremendous abilities. Other times, costly mistakes that weighed on him like they would any player, I think. So in 35 games with Philadelphia, one goal and four assists, and he was on the outside looking in, and eventually it was decided he needs to get in games one way or another. And here with the Phantoms, Sanheim can play up to 25 minutes per game, which he probably isn't ready for with the Flyers, certainly. That will be a bit of a test for him, even with Lehigh Valley, because he hasn't logged that many minutes in a game at all this year. So get ready, Travis. Big minutes are coming. For Sanheim, he seems to be keeping a positive mindset to his situation, and he's ready to work hard to improve his game and get back to the Flyers. He's always ready to work hard, really. That's his style. He's pretty much always the last off the ice at every single practice, and that was the case today. He's a work machine. I'm sure he's going to be fine in the long run. Where things stand right now, well, we'll wait and see. Sanheim, he's ready to get back out there and just play some games again.
I guess first off, Travis, surprised when the word came down that they wanted to send you down here. bring Mark all back up, or could you see that coming after about 7, 8, 9 games?
I mean, yeah, obviously frustrating sitting out so many games, but, you know, obviously I got to be better and gonna come down here, work on my game, and try to, you know, get better over the next, you know, couple games, and, you know, we'll see how things go, and you know, hopefully I can, you know, get that next opportunity.
It wasn't really a matter of playing poorly, is it just not playing at all? I mean, did you feel like that the margin of error had become smaller and smaller over the last several weeks?
I mean, yeah, the games are obviously getting tighter and tighter. I mean, you look at the standings and the division, and, you know, those are huge points right now, and you know, mistakes are pretty costly. So, you know, for me right now, I just need to, you know, get better, and, you know, it's going to be nice to play some games and get back into the thick of things and try to help these guys win some hockey games.
Perfect situation, though, to come down here and be able to log 20, 25 minutes, play in every situation, do all the things that you were doing last season here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be, you know, a good opportunity for me to, you know, I've been sitting out for, you know, a couple weeks now, so it's going to be nice to get some minutes, and, you know, hopefully I can, you know, make the most of those games.
What did they say to you when they sent you down? Anything?
Yeah, just, I mean, obviously I got to be better, and, you know, they were happy with you know, the first half, but, you know, later in December there's, you know, obviously some games where, you know, I wasn't at my best, and I think that's just, you know, as a young guy, you go through stages like that, and you know, hopefully, like I said, over the course of the next you know, couple games, I can get better and work on a few things that you know, will allow me to be more successful if I get the next opportunity.
You mentioned that the games are getting tighter too, but for individually, as your opportunities dwindled, did you feel that any mistake you made would be the last one? Like, do you feel that pressure?
You know what? They were good to me. I mean, over the course of the year, I made mistakes, and you know, they threw me right back out there. So, you know, they've been trying to help me throughout the course of the year, and you know, I didn't feel that pressure. I felt like I was, you know, given lots of opportunity, and you know, like I said, over the last little bit, the games are just getting tighter.
Part of, you know, what you bring to the team or to any team is what you can do on the offensive end of the ice. Was that the delicate balance of trying to find how you could incorporate your offensive game, but at the same time being fundamentally good defensively?
Yeah, you know, I think that there was, you know, a middle stretch there where I thought, you know, I was starting to find that offensive side, and you know, not giving up too much defensively. Obviously, being a young guy, there's going to be mistakes, but you know, I thought it was you know, less and less. But towards the latter half of the games there, I was getting away from you know, the offensive side. I wasn't bringing that. I was so focused on the defensive side and not making mistakes, and I think that that hurt me offensively. And I think, you know, it's a big part of my game, and you know, the best defense is offense. So you know, I got to use that you know, puck skills, and being able to play that offensive side, it's going to help me.
A lot of times when a guy comes down, we hear the word confidence thrown out there a lot with Matt Reed or with Scott Laughton last year. Do you think that is an element here for you? Here it's an opportunity to gain confidence and just go out and play your game and not overthink it, like maybe you were kind of alluding to there?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a, you know, good chance to gain a lot of confidence, and then, you know, get that back in my game. And you know, I've been, you know, talking to you know, whether it be family back home or you know, the Flyers as well, and just the fact that you know, I can gain that confidence, and, you know, hopefully you know, I could take that with me the next time, so that you know, I can use it as more of a, you know, experience thing.
This is shaking the rust off a bit too. I mean, not just how long it's been since you've played a game, but when you were playing games, you're getting 10 minutes or less sometimes in those games. So do you worry about a little bit of a rust factor? Like, you haven't really played a game for very many minutes in such a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, maybe a little bit different different in maybe the first period, but you know, I've been working hard the last 3 weeks up there with their coaching staff, and you know, I feel like I'm, you know, even practicing here the last couple of days, I, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, right back into it, and maybe the first period to shake off the rust, but it should be good from there.
Travis Sanheim keeping a positive attitude and determined to get back on track. The move with Sanheim meant that the Flyers brought back Mark Ault to sit out as their 7th D for the most part. Ault was in that role before in December, of course. A fine fill-in if they need one, but they also want the younger Sanheim to log major minutes, so they basically pulled that switcheroo. Other news, Scott Gordon reports that two of the injured forwards are close to returning. Misha Vorobyev, the Russian rookie center, was skating today in a full contact jersey at practice. Last week he was wearing one of the yellow no contact jerseys, but that's not the case anymore. That means he's very close. He was injured on December 12th at Charlotte and has not played since. He's been skating for the past couple of weeks. Right before the injury, the playmaking pivot was making some terrific strides to his game. He looked great. So Vorobyev back in the lineup potentially sometime this week. I think that's possible. That's how close he is. Corbin Knight is also getting closer. He's still wearing one of the special yellow no contact jerseys in practice, though, but it really shouldn't be too long for him either. He hasn't been out very long in the first place. His injury was January 5th at Toronto, so a couple weeks later and he starts skating again. Not as serious an injury as was initially feared, so we are so thankful for Corbin Knight, who is not going to be out for very long. Obviously, and I still get questions about him, but Donnick Martel, he is out for the foreseeable future with his broken jaw from a couple weeks ago. He won't be back anytime soon, the poor kid. He was having such a great season, too, with 17 goals in the first half of the year, but now he's out of action for a while. Last week, it was announced that Oscar Lindblom will serve as the replacement in the AHL All-Star Classic for Donnick Martel, and that is coming up this coming Sunday and Monday in Utica, New York. So congrats to Lindblom. Certainly, he deserves it, too. He's having a fantastic rookie season, a dozen goals, and he's continually improving, and he was pretty good to start. Lindblom joins TJ Brennan as the Lehigh Valley Phantoms at the upcoming AHL All-Star Classic. Lindblom, he's a rookie. It's his first appearance in the AHL All-Star game, of course, and for TJ Brennan, his fifth time going to this event in a row. Wow. Head coach Scott Gordon now, he's talking about a nice win of the great outdoors in Hershey, and also we bring up the topics of a couple of guys whose seasons have not exactly gone according to plan. Samuel Morin with one injury after another, and Travis Sanheim coming back to the Phantoms from Philadelphia, and who on earth would have ever envisioned that? But first, about the outdoor game, as we catch up with the head coach of the Phantoms, Scott Gordon.
Scott, tell me about the outdoor game. This is a special event, and maybe a little more special when you come out with a win.
Yeah, it was the win was huge, and I think the environment, everybody had a great time. It was one of those pregame skates where everybody wanted to participate in, just because it's a second opportunity on the day to be able to get outside and skate, take you back to when you were a kid. And the game itself, it was nice. The weather cooperated, great temperature, no snow, and the ice conditions for an outdoor game were great.
Is that a situation where everyone's talking about how awesome it is in the pregame skate, where it crosses your mind, I got to make sure that everyone's on the same page and focused here and ready to play a game? Or do you already know that that's going to be taken care of?
No, I think the energy level, when you go into a game like that, it's good. And I think also the pregame skate helps, just because of the fact that you kind of get the giddiness out of it. And you can just come to the rink that night and get ready to play. And, you can just sense it from everybody. The adrenaline's there to go out and give the effort that's needed to win a hockey game. And I thought our guys did a good job.
Sammy goes off in the third period, and Reese Wilcox goes off in the first period. So this it wasn't all positive news here from Saturday with the win, and so some bad news on the other side of this also.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this going on all year, so we've been fortunate that we've had some good depth, and all the players have come in from Reading, and between the depth and Reading, we've been able to fit the right players in to help us win. And it's unfortunately, we thought we were going to close out some injuries and get healthy, and now we take two steps back, and hopefully we'll be getting a couple players back in the next week or two.
We thought that Sammy was in good shape, and we've thought this before, and then just another injury happens. What a frustrating year this has been, just watching him go through this, and I know it's incredibly difficult for him personally.
Yeah, and this time, his last three games, he was playing more like the Sam that we had seen, and that was encouraging. And for him, it's a lot of tough luck, and hopefully get this figured out so we can get back to playing.
Was somebody like him, who started the season with the big club, was trying to work into that rotation, and then to go through this onset of injuries, I mean, how demoralizing can this be for a player?
Yeah, because you're always, I think as a player, when you start your pro career, you're wondering if you're going to get to the NHL, and then it becomes, when am I going to get to the NHL? And then when you finally arrive at the NHL, you're looking at this as, okay, this is the time, this is my time, and then, you know, all of a sudden he doesn't start playing much at the beginning of the year, then he's sitting out, and then he's on his way down here. So, you know, your first thoughts are that, you know, I'm going to work hard and try to get back, and then all of a sudden you get an injury, and now it's not even a question of being able to work hard and get yourself back up there. So, you know, it's going to get taken care of, and Sam is going to get himself back into playing shape, and is going to play this type of hockey that we know that he can play, and the type of hockey that's going to give him success in the NHL.
Scott, do you say anything to Sanheim in his situation when he comes down here? What do you tell a kid like that in his type of situation where he wants to be playing with the Flyers, and he had been, and now he's coming back down here?
Well, the best way to get back up into the lineup and play well is not by sitting out and getting back up in the lineup and, you know, not playing a lot. There's things about the game of hockey that are instinctive, and the more you do it, the more you rep it out, the more confidence you have to make plays, and, you know, all of a sudden you don't play with tunnel vision. You see the big picture. You see everything. You're not just puck watching, you know, and that's the part that, you know, maybe a little bit of the instinctive game has been lost just because, you know, he's afraid to make a mistake. And when you come down here, we live a little more with the mistakes because we know that as long as you're learning from the mistakes, you're getting better. And he's got a little more freedom to maybe play with a clearer mind than when he was up in Philadelphia, just because of the pressure that's, you know, you make a mistake, sometimes you don't get back on the ice, and here that's not the case. So.
The word confidence is tossed around a lot. It sounds like that's a situation with him. You're afraid to make a mistake. That's a lacking of confidence.
Yeah, confidence is, you know, usually comes from just playing a lot, and it comes from doing the right things. You know, if you practice hard, you work hard, you know, you not make your decisions just when you get your puck. You read the game before you get the puck and gather information. And a lot of times when you're not playing with confidence, you just watch the puck and what's in front of you, but you don't watch what's around you, beside you, behind you. And you go back for pucks, and maybe you're just going back to get the puck, and then you get the puck, and now it's like, okay, what do I do with it? And usually guys that are, when they're playing well, they know everything that's going on around them. And that starts with looking over your shoulder and having awareness, taking snapshots as you go back for pucks to say, okay, well, this guy's here. I can figure he's going to be there by the time I get to the puck. And that's usually comes from repping it out. You just do it instinctively.
This is an opportunity for him to get some big-time minutes, much more than what he's had with Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to probably play 22, 25 minutes tomorrow night.
Good stuff from Scott Gordon, and now here with Lehigh Valley. He is so determined and so much believes that Travis Sanheim can relax, and this is where he can find his game again, and he can go out there and just have a good time with it and not worry about it so much, and then gain that confidence. It worked for Scott Laughton last year. It works for a lot of guys, believe it or not. After 3 home games in 4 days this week, the guys will be off for the AHL All-Star break from Sunday through Wednesday, all except for TJ Brennan and Oscar Lindblom. They have some work to do. They're off to Utica, New York for the AHL All-Star Classic, the skills competition on Sunday, then some 3-on-3 round-robin fun on Monday. It's really a good time for all the guys, so good luck to both Oscar Lindblom and TJ Brennan up there in Utica. Phantoms against the Providence Bruins on Wednesday, and then the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins on Friday, taking on the top 2 teams in the division back-to-back, so that's a tough stretch for the Phantoms. A chance to leapfrog past both of them and move into the top spot themselves for the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Then the Utica Comets arrive on Saturday to wrap up the pre All-Star Game homestand. Post-game photographs with all the Phantoms players on Wednesday, where the fans get to go down to the ice and meet the guys after the game, snag some pics with their favorite Phantoms players. And then it's also Star Wars night on Saturday. Stormtroopers and Chewbacca and all the rest, plus a mini lightsaber giveaway for the kids. That's on Saturday. Tickets available at pplcenter.com. Thanks for checking out the Phantoms Report, everyone. I'm Bob Rotruck. Friday and Saturday night Phantoms home games coming up this week. Both of them on the air on Flyers Radio 24/7.
Hi, this is Tyrell Goulburn, number 12 of the Lehigh Valley Phantoms.